Well, fairly or unfairly, it is not and will never again be a Mayo Monday as the New England Patriots part ways with Gerard Mayo after one season. And Robert Kraft will address that and other things coming up at 1. You'll hear that here live. We're going to get to They Said It coming up in just about 15 minutes.
If I may interject briefly.
Yes.
I have an idea.
Blind squirrel nut. But go ahead. Yes.
Ooh.
You have an idea?
I do.
Okay.
To never hear about your sourdough again. No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm excited about the sourdough.
We named the sourdough starter yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that name on my Instagram or not.
I haven't checked.
Sean, did you like the name?
Greg.
DMs and I named our sourdough bread starter Sir Bread Zeppelin.
Wow.
Curtis.
Mm-hmm. It's been 8.5 years.
You need to start drinking again. Stop with the dry January.
Now, when you really think about it, Greg and Lindsay created a living culture through love together.
We did.
You basically have a new child.
You guys were talking about it the whole time.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lindsay was saying, you know, I'm a single mom. I'm going to have to feed the starter while Greg's at work.
Well, yeah. She was claiming that she's a single parent because she has to feed the starter every morning. And I guess, Curtis, that would make me a bread beat dad. Is that correct?
I want to go home.
That's a good one.
I mean this sincerely. I think Lynn's is ready to be a mom. James loves her. She was very outgoing.
Settle down, kid.
I hate to say it to Brees.
Didn't you have an idea?
I have an idea.
Yes.
For me to leave early.
Yes.
Everybody be happier. However, the real idea is at our first meeting in this building before the great Greg Hill Show on EEI began, there was something you guys used to do where people would leave messages that we discussed as a potential thing to come across, and it's kind of never gone on.
Hill mail?
Yes.
Voicemail messages on the old show, yes.
That is correct. So on our app at Odyssey, there is now a way in which you can record a message, I think a minute or less.
Ew.
And it might be a good day to roll that out with people reacting to Mayo's firing.
Okay.
I don't. Sean may know better about how to describe it, but
yeah. So if you just open the app, there is an icon, just a microphone icon, in the center of your screen when you click on WEEI.
Oh, there it is. Yep. If you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, good job, Mitch, the man in black. So that's it right there. You just send a voice message, and you can record your message. If you don't have time to call, or you want to compose your thoughts, you want to try to get off a funny. And it's a good day because of the Gerard Mayo firing. So then we will get the best ones and play them back.
That would be the hope.
Okay.
So leave a message there and you can listen later to hear it on the show.
Okay. You want to call that Hill Notes or something like that? Or
works for me. Anything that's away from sourdough bread.
It's a voice note. Okay. All right. So you, for those of you that have downloaded the app, and that's the way in which you listen from time to time, all you have to do is click on that little microphone, send a voice message, compose it, think about it, put it together, send it over, and then you can hear yourself. And I'm guessing during the 9 o'clock hour is when we will do that, Curtis.
That would work for me.
Give people time. All right. Excellent. Great idea.
Thank you.
All right. So we have leads left. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. A couple numbers for you. From 1994 until 2023, Robert Kraft hired two people to be head coach. In 1 year, he fired two. 30 years, two hires. 1 year, two fires. The Patriots have 51 regular season losses in the 5 years since Tom Brady left. From the years 2006 through 2019, they had 50. What you're seeing is the very slow realization that the Krafts may be well-meaning, well-intended, incredibly philanthropic, all of that. They don't know a damn thing about actually winning football games. They hired a great coach, they had the GOAT as their quarterback, and they won 6 Super Bowls. But walking into the stadium yesterday, that felt like something 50 years ago. The entire aura of what this place was is gone. And to me, I know it may be wrong, it likely won't work as well as I hope, but a guy like Vrabel that was the epitome of Patriot. A defensive guy that was brought in after he failed with the Steelers, was a Swiss Army knife as a linebacker, was catching touchdown passes in Super Bowls, a guy that every teammate, Wiggy included, says got along with most people in the room, well-liked. He is, I think, the next best hope to get back to where the Patriots once were.
Yeah, could not agree more. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So I hope what are they waiting for?
I hope he wants the job.
Huh? 1 o'clock,
I mean, you
got to
interview. You got to have some perfunctory interviews or whatever with other people, but then let's go. All right, Curtis, great lead. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Kind of bouncing off of Curtis's lead there. I'm not going to sit here and dance on somebody's grave. Like, I think so many people were celebrating Jerod Mayo's firing yesterday, and I understand it, but it's still somebody losing their job. I don't care how much money they made in a year. It's still, you know, I think that that's bad karma. But I want to give credit to Robert Kraft, because I think going into the end of this season, I thought there was no way that he was going to fire Jerod Mayo because of an ego situation. He was nervous what that would look like on him after he unfortunately told media that he had picked Jerod Mayo 5 years ago. Reading his statement after, when he said, quote, "I have always considered myself and my family as custodians of a public asset. We have tremendous fans who expect and deserve a better product than we have delivered in recent years. I apologize for that." He does put the blame on himself. He put his ego aside and he took the public outcry and decided to actually listen to the fans instead of just focus on getting into the Hall of Fame or whatever future plans he has. And for that, he deserves credit. I also think that that line sums up exactly when this decision, nail in the coffin, was, and that was Jelani Tavai, unfortunately, on Friday. I think it was a mix of Vrabel interviewing. Was that Friday as well? Vrabel's interview. Vrabel interviewing on Friday, Jelani talking about the fans and seeing just how upset that made so many people. I think that was a perfect storm for him to make the decision to let go of Jerod Mayo. I'm sad that Jerod Mayo's gone, because I really thought that, you know, maybe another season he would do better. I also think that he was maybe set up to fail. But the public wanted a change. Instead of Robert Kraft just talking the talk, he's walking the walk.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So as we enter into 2025 in this new year, the question that I have is, all this means nothing unless they're willing to change at the top. And just because you fire Mayo and you hire to make the biggest decision of the football team moving forward, the question becomes, do we hire a guy that has had experience before as a head coach in Mike Vrabel, or do we go down the same road that we went down with Mayo, and do we bring in a guy that doesn't have the experience but that we feel like is young, innovated, could change the culture and do some things, i.e. a Ben Johnson type of player, Ben Johnson type of coach, because he's somebody who has no head coach experience either. The decision that the Crafts have to make moving forward is going to be the biggest decision in franchise history moving forward, because we now see where we need to get to as an organization. But it doesn't mean anything if you hire Ben Johnson or if you bring in Mike Vrabel, if you're not willing to say, here's what we need to do to put pieces in play. Here's the guys that we need to get in free agency. Here are the trades that we might need to get for disgruntled players. If you're not willing to do all those things, I hate to say it, I think Vrabel's a great guy, but if Vrabel was coaching this team this year, maybe you got 4 or 5, 6 wins. You're still a team that is in disarray. Maybe the culture's a little bit different. It's about what the Crafts are willing to do when it comes to helping
top.
Whoever the coach is.
And you're talking about Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, well, Elliot Wolf.
Are you talking about them? About Robert and Jonathan as
I'm
well?
I'm talking about Robert, Jonathan. If they're giving the power to Elliot Wolf, then Elliot Wolf saying, okay, here, what do you need, Mike Vrabel? And if it is burn some cash, we're willing to do that. Yeah. If it's not, it doesn't matter who the coach is. You're going to run into the same problems that we ran into this year.
All right, Wiggy. Great lead. Thank you very much. I'm going to pivot for a moment and offer congratulations to our governor, Maura Healey, because for the first time ever, Massachusetts, our beloved state, has broken into the top 5 when it comes to the states that the most people moved away from.
Yes! All right. Awesome.
United Van Lines determines this statistically every year, and Massachusetts has vaulted into the top five.
Yes.
So, and we're in good company. Number one is California.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have New York.
Yep.
Massachusetts, I think, is fifth. California, New York, Illinois, and New Jersey.
What do they all have in common?
I would say there's a higher rate of taxation.
Yep. There might be a certain ideology that runs the government in all those states.
I would say there is a cost of living, exorbitant. The cost of living can be very
ridiculous.
High here.
Can be, it is. I mean, let's be honest.
I would say it was weather, but I mean, California has great weather, so it can't be that.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's the
cost of living. That is it. You can go down anywhere, basically from Maryland down, and you can live good for a relatively good price. And that's what it is. I mean, can you see some of the rents that they have around here? Like the houses? Like, seriously, it's going to cost you $900,000 to buy a fixer-upper that was built in the 1900s? Stop it.
All right. Well, we're number five.
Woo-hoo!
So congratulations.
Room to grow.
Congratulations, Massachusetts. All right. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend next. There's a lot to get to. We may need double They Said It this morning. So we'll get to that next, including what Tyreek Hill said yesterday. He wants out of the MIAO, Wiggy, as we call it.
Chiefs, so the Chiefs really miss him.
We will get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up next. Courtney right now with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots win their season finale against the Bills 23-16. Drake May got the start, but was quickly taken out for Joe Milton, who completed 22 of 29 passes for 241 yards and a touchdown. This win does drop the Patriots from the first overall pick in the draft to the fourth.
Said they were able to give Drake May one more sack behind that offensive line yesterday.
Got Von Miller a ton of money, though.
Yeah, you did get him paid. What a joke to go. People don't realize the magnitude of going from one to four and what that meant for the franchise, because clearly you knew you were going to trade down, and one of those teams that were in on a quarterback, whether it was the Giants, whether it was Tennessee.
They were going to give you a haul. You would have got a haul.
Yep.
Now you get one guy.
Yep. Now you got to figure out, what do you do at number four? I know what I would do, but we'll see. I guess see what they do. I'd go get Abdul Qadir, the defensive end edge rusher from the Penn State.
Love that.
Nittany Lions. That's who I'd go get.
All right. The big news did come just an hour after the win, when it was announced that Jerod Mayo was fired after just one season. In part, Kraft released a statement saying, quote, "For me personally, this was one of the hardest decisions I have ever made." There are reports that Alex Van Pelt is also on the outs, but nothing has been confirmed there yet. We'll hear from Robert Kraft today at 1 p.m. in his press conference. And we now know the playoff schedule starting on Saturday at 4:30. We have the Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens. On Sunday at 1, the Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. The Packers at Eagles, and at 8, Commanders at Bucks. Monday Night Football, we'll see the Vikings at the Rams. The Bruins fell to the Islanders at home in overtime yesterday, 5-4 the final. Pasta did his best to keep them in this one. He scored 2 goals in the loss. They're off now until tomorrow. And the Celtics fell to the Thunder on the road yesterday, 105-92. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double with 26 points and 10 rebounds. They take on the Nuggets tomorrow night. And go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive to keep you adventuring all winter long. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It feels like 10 degrees in Boston, cooler in the suburbs. It's freezing all week, the afternoon high in the 20s.